Let's do some history. So when did hydrologists first start warning people that the Colorado River didn't have as much water as they wanted it to have?
This goes all the way back to the early 20th century when we were first planning dams and canals for the farms and the cities. And there were hydrologists who warned that the Colorado River was subject to some really deep droughts that could last a long time. And their work was generally ignored in favor of more optimistic estimates that allowed us to build bigger dams and bigger cities and larger farming communities. And then the science was the science was inconvenient. And so it was shoved aside, as we have often seen happen in the history of water in the Western United States.
Fast forward to today, what's the water situation right now on the Colorado River?
This has been a particularly bad year and a really eye-opening year. The reservoirs are dropping. Lake Powell and Lake Mead are at the lowest levels, or headed toward the lowest levels, since we first built them and started filling them. What's happening is, because of climate change, because of warming temperatures, we're getting less water in the river. So you get a halfway decent snowpack like we had this year, and a lot less water ends up in the rivers. You get more evaporation. The plants have a longer growing season and they're like super happy, but they're taking up a lot more water. Less water ends up in the reservoirs.
So the river is down by like 20% compared to what it was a century ago. Is this kind of our new baseline, or do you think it's going to get worse?
It would be unwise to assume we're just going to get wet again, because the climate science clearly suggests that we're heading in the drier direction. How much drier? We don't know. I mean, I think that's one of the challenges for climate science, but it would not be prudent to not take this seriously and really think about what our risks are if some of the more dire climate science scenarios play out.
So what exactly does that look like? What should we do?
I mean, there's reason to be optimistic. What we have seen across the Western United States over the last 15 or 20 years, communities get a lot better at using their water more efficiently. And we've also seen some of the larger farming areas learn how to do well with less water. But we're not doing this quickly enough. So it means taking the science seriously and everybody recognizing we're all going to have to do more with less water. I think it's really important that we recognize, as we're figuring out how to deal with smaller allocations, that there are these communities, the Native American communities, who've been left out and may need more water than they are now getting. I think they have a legal entitlement, but they also have a moral and ethical entitlement.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty big task ahead, right? Learning how to do with less water and also making sure the water is more equitable. How are you feeling about being able to accomplish that?
I think we have to model an optimistic future. I'm not sure we're going to get there, but I think we need to show what an optimistic, positive path looks like in order to help people who are doing these very difficult negotiations that are going to go on over the next few years. When we had these problems in our decision-making processes a century ago, it was a problem in the future. It was a potential problem in the future. Those reservoirs are emptying fast. The problem is now. It's pretty obvious if you go out and look at Lake Mead and Lake Powell that we can't ignore this anymore.
John Fleck, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.